I want to mention something. You know that our main studios are in downtown Portland. The National Weather Service has now issued a flood watch for the Columbia River from Portland to Southwest Washington all the way through Wednesday afternoon of this week. So it seemed like a perfect time. Actually, it was accidental timing that we talked to Washington State Senator Mark Schessler about the idea of ripping out four Snake River dams. Senator, welcome back to the program. Isn't this a great idea? $27 billion, maybe it'll be more than that, to tear out four dams that provide cheap energy and clean energy, transportation, recreation, irrigation, and all the rest, and at the same time that part of the region is facing a flood watch because we can't hold enough water back. Senator, welcome.
Well, great to be back. You know, it's not widely publicized, but when we're in flood conditions, the word goes out to those four Snake River dams, please hold some water back. It's not the total solution, but it's one part of it that many people forget. Even after the historic Portland floods, their memories are short.
Yeah, they are. And what people don't realize is they think of a dam as, well, you can just hold back all the water. Well, each one of the dams can only hold back so much. They can only release so much. But if you've got four extra dams and each one holds a few feet times all those acres of water behind them, you can hold a whole bunch of water back. Now, again, there are limits on how much you can hold back, but having four fewer of them, that would actually put the region at greater risk of flooding, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. It's an amazing system we've developed through the Northwest. Why anyone wouldn't appreciate it is really hard to fathom.
Well, and in fact, there are other places in this state where we could use a few dams to do some flood control. There are parts of central Washington up the I-5 corridor that seem to flood almost every year to some extent, some years worse, some years better. But you say, why don't they put some dams on those rivers? And the answer is the environmentalists don't want a single dam on a single river, do they?
No, that's true. Many of them don't believe we should have any Snake or Columbia River dams, and yet they don't tell us where affordable hydropower comes from as a replacement.
I've had a few people, Senator Schessler, who said to me, well, you know, but it's just an idea right now. Well, it's an idea that Jay Inslee ordered that there be a study to put a price tag on it. I'm not sure the price tag truly reflects the cost, but $27 billion to destroy a multi-billion dollar asset, is there any possible chance that this is going to be taken seriously and actually come to be?
Well, once upon a time, we didn't think it could happen. But with the radicals in charge in both Washingtons, you have to take the threat very seriously. And just the cost of it, if you have to do it, think of trying to get a permit from every tribe to build the highways, the railroads, the energy facilities, all it would take. Just think of tribes and government bureaucrats permitting all of this. It's a nightmare.
Well, it is, except that, Senator, one of the things I've always understood is that if you have a government program and all those entities that are involved, don't they all see an opportunity? Well, out of that $27 billion, or maybe it'll be $30 billion, we know we'll get a certain percentage of it. In other words, when they talk about removing a dam, they say, well, we'll have to ameliorate the effects of this. So this tribe will get a little chunk of money and that tribe will get some and this city and that city. In other words, I think most of the governments you just named see opportunities in the destruction that they're proposing.
Well, it's an opportunity for bureaucrats, but a nightmare for our ratepayers and the average taxpayer.
Could all of this also happen, Senator, during a time when all you can hear, when it comes to energy, all the government officials want to talk about is clean and green energy? Well, all four of those dams represent a lot of clean, green energy. And you say, so we're going to spend money to get rid of clean, green energy at a time when that's all you folks want to talk about?
Well, here's a quote from a constituent that just came in today. During the Obama administration, this faculty member at a well-known university said, world demand needs 150 square meters each second for 20 years to meet the world's energy demands. This is a faculty member at a well-known university. giving the facts of what it would take. Now, this gentleman said he supports renewable power, but to believe that this is all going to come from solar or wind is just a fantasy.
Well, and you notice that where the most, the cleanest and the greenest power you can find is really dams. And we've had, we're coming up on 100 years of experience here not too long from now. But nobody ever proposes, well, maybe we should get some more hydropower out there. I hear people say it generically, but I say, show me a place where you could ever get away with putting a dam across a river anymore. I don't think it's very likely, is it?
Well, I can tell you, when Derek Sanderson, our director of ag, worked for the Office of Columbia River, he tried every little spot in eastern Washington for storage and generation and just came up short.
Well, and the other thing that occurs to me is, Senator, we're watching California go through some real trials right now because they're short of water. And yet when I talk to the hydrologists, they tell me, well, yeah, it's short of water in a given year, and they'll go through 5, 6, 7 years where they're short of water, and then they'll have 5, 6, 7 years where they're long for water, but they have no way to hold it back. If they had a way to store it, you could actually take the low years and the high years, put them together, and you get a nice way of supporting what they've got going on, where the low years are made up for by all the years where you got more water than you know what to do with, and you spill it all.
Well, it's been over 40 years since the last dam was completed, but our population has grown, our water needs have grown, and yet we've added nothing. So adding storage, adding hydropower, certainly beats the alternatives.
Yeah, it sure does. So what's the best way for the people listening to this not to be the victims of it, but to be able to fight back and say, we don't want these dams torn out, because most of us are not in the state legislature like you are?
Well, the online comments are at this email address. I'll go slowly.
Sure.
www.lsrdoptions.org.
LSRD.
That's where you can comment us on this absurdity.
Well, we've got it, and I'll be happy to send it to anybody who wants it. But I want people to comment it. The next question is, does Olympia, just like Salem or Boise, do they pay any attention to what the citizens say?
Well, not under the current regime, but I believe we're going to see some changes in November for the better, because the taxpayer has been getting mugged long enough, and it's got to stop. And the propaganda that's driving them, one is the number of spring Chinook salmon. What's wrong with this is our numbers are up tens of thousands from last year, in fact, about 20,000 over average.
Absolutely right. That's Senator Mark Schessler from Washington State Legislature, who represents District 9 in Washington State.